You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you're that parent that yells at the umpires and the referees during their children's games, that is all I need to know about you. Did you see that there's this new survey out that there's actually a youth sports officials shortage? And the number one reason
well,
is because of this.
Yeah,
and
no,
I'm
I
like,
can see why.
And I see it all the time because, you know, I coach soccer and I see everybody yelling at these refs. I'm like, that girl is 13 years old and she's probably never refereed a game in her life. Like, give her a break.
Well, I'll say this is that especially when they're younger, I mean, you got to give them all the patience in the world. It is right. A difficult thing to make calls at speed. That being said, adults... let's be honest. A lot of times the referees are bad and it's frustrating. And so everybody feels that way. And in a lot
well,
of
then
these sports,
you become a referee.
Well, right. And a lot of times, you know, technology can kind of replace these things. It's something that should be kind of going by the wayside at some point. But some people want to keep that human element in the game. It's a tricky situation.
Wait a minute. You think robots are going to become umpires?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Major League Baseball, they've been fighting for this for years. They need to make it happen. And in football, they should be doing it. They're supposedly doing it with instant replay. And they're not doing it. That's a different subject for a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Point being is that it is never okay for you to act out at your kid's game because the example that you are setting for the other kids and for the other parents, you're creating chaos.
And I understand
it's unstable.
Frustration because, listen, I am a passionate soccer
yes.
coach. I understand that.
Sure.
But I've always been really nice to the referees. Well, first of all, it's a little bit different in our league.
You've apologized when you've acted out before.
Yeah, but they're children, so I don't really, you know, to me it's different.
You have
see a
to
kid
let
out
it
there.
Go. You have
but
to
I
let
can
it
understand
go.
Getting upset at an adult. And my uncle is a soccer ref, and mm-hmm. he says he hears it all the time. And I'm like, you're a grown man.
Well,
you know, I would just throw red cards left and right.
Some of them feel like, you know, it's biased or whatever. And some refs may be biased. They're just human. You could have a good day and a bad day, too. To call a game is not easy. But again, to act out at a kid's game is never okay.
Yeah, we should give all those people that do volunteer to do that a high five. You
yeah.
know, like, congratulations to them for dealing with
They're giving up the time. They're dealing with it. You don't want to. So you got to take that into account, too. Even if somebody's not doing a great job. You got to say, well, who else wants to do it?
You know what we should do? Here's what we're going to do. Next
I'm not going to ref a game.
Nope. Next time you see somebody being unruly to an umpire or a referee or an official, you look at them and you say, that is all I need to know about you.
They're going
to
dump a beer in my lap.
Good.
If you're spending today creating your Black Friday spreadsheet in your cubicle instead of working, that's all I need to know about you. You know, people eat their feelings. I ate my feelings last night. Got
Good.
The poll results, that type of thing this morning. Today, I'm spending my feelings.
Oh.
Today, that's what I'm doing. So I saw an email that Black Friday announcements have been made for a lot of stores.
Yeah.
I got the window open on my phone.
Yep.
That's what I'll be doing.
I just read that statistically this year, it is the earliest that the sales have ever kicked off at this amount.
Well,
so
get my money.
Well, all right. I'm still going to lock. I told you, I'm not buying a single thing online. I am buying everything in store. I am shopping local. That is my goal. And I want to support all local businesses. And you should do that too.
In No Spend November, you went out to eat three different places in the first weekend.
Right. All local.
Actually, and I'm leaving out ice cream. So all local, though.
All local. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know
Star
about
99.
You. There is no way after we finish this conversation, I'm not going to get an angry text from my husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely happening.
Well, you know what? It's warranted, all right? Because you should have given the heads up from moment one. Now there's a problem.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Where is that awkward place that you ran into your ex? 1-800-330-9999. Here's the thing. I met my husband when I was pretty young. Like, I was
12 years old.
20 years old right. when I met my husband.
Promised by your parents for a goat.
No. Nope,
three blocks of Parmesan cheese.
No dowry involved. Just met, well, you know. So there wasn't that many exes before him because I was really so young. So
you were pure.
I was. Well, you know. The thing is, though, is that I very rarely run into exes because we've been married since we were 24 years old.
I mean, and you almost forget, too, at that point, yeah. right? I mean, it's a long time you've been together, so you almost forget. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Right, and I've never been in a situation where I had to introduce an ex to my husband because, like I said,
I've been there.
It doesn't happen. You had that happen to you?
In my town, just, you know, a lot of people, they move away, they come back or whatever. You probably hung out when you were 15 years old together, you know? And
yeah.
sometimes, like-minded people, you end up circling back in life and, you know, your extended family becomes friends or whatever. It can be weird.
So, Saturday
night. It requires some explanation.
Yeah, I'm hosting a charity event and I'm, you know, I'm up on stage. That's what I do.
But sure.
my husband is there. My friends are there.
Right.
My cousin, who's been my best friend since we were a child, are there. And all of a sudden, I see coming towards me is the last guy I dated before I started dating Paul.
Oh boy.
And he's a nice guy. He's like, hi.
Is he though?
No,
do you know that still at this point?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Well, we're friends on Facebook. Like, he seems like
oh
a nice
God.
Person.
Oh, yeah. You're friends on Facebook?
I mean, we're Stanford people. We all know each other, too. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, boy.
So, but, you know, I haven't had a conversation with this guy in, what, 20 years? I don't know, 15
sure.
years?
Sure.
So he comes up and he says hello. And, you know, he's talking about, like, oh, you're doing it. You're following all your dreams. And I'm like, yeah. And out of the corner
of my
eye. Oh,
no, he's complimenting you on top of it here.
But I see my husband. And my husband is just used to me talking to people all the time. It's kind of what I do at work, you know?
It's so great to see you achieve all your dreams, Anna Zapp. You look fantastic.
Not really.
You're glowing.
No. Glowing? No.
I'm just saying.
So I don't know. Do I introduce him or not? So I don't. I don't say. But my cousin Angela, who's there, who knows obviously
everything
is just giggling like a child.
Ready,
you know?
ready to go ahead and run Paul off the road if he goes to make a motion towards you guys. And that's what makes it even more awkward is how everybody else reacts. They don't know what to do.
Well, it's just one of those things. So then I was like, am I a jerk? Because I wasn't like, oh, this is my husband, Paul, standing 2 feet away from me, right? You know.
Right.
So then I went on the whole conversation, and I just let him go. And then I never mentioned it again. He's going to hear this. He's going to hear this and be like,
secrets.
What is wrong with you? But I don't know what to say because I've never been in that situation where here's
up. You've achieved all your dreams.
How do I even introduce him?
It is so
here's
wonderful
the
to
guy
see you.
I dated right before I dated you.
Right. And his name is Antonio Banderas.
Right. What are you supposed to do in that situation?
I mean, you're in a pickle, right? Because you don't know. Do you just ignore it and then whatever? But then you run the risk of your spouse figuring it out later. And then they think it's weird that you didn't mention it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, to be fair, sometimes you even forget.
Exactly.
That you hung around with somebody before.
Well,
so
no,
I
don't have that problem, Raven.
There's
not that
whatever.
Many.
And
maybe you.
Again, because you were betrothed when you were 9.
1-800-330-9999. What was that awkward situation when you ran into an ex and how'd you handle it? It's not something that happens to me very often. Actually, I don't think it's ever happened before, but over the weekend, I ran into the last guy I dated before I met my husband. Now, remember,
mm-hmm.
I met Paul when I was 20, my husband. So, like, there weren't very many. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should introduce him to my husband.
Right. Because your husband was there in the room.
Like,
you just let your husband think he was another guy.
I did. I didn't say a word.
It's so wrong.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, how?
You were caught.
In my head, I'm like, what do I say? This is my friend. He's not really my friend. I haven't talked to him in 15 years. Is this guy I used to know? That sounds weirder.
Yeah.
So I just didn't say anything.
Awkward, right? Ran away.
I don't know. I ran away. 1-800, what is wrong with me? I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. What was that awkward situation that you had with your ex?
I actually don't have a story, but my ex-husband and my new husband are actually very close.
Did that happen after you guys met, or was it before you started dating your current husband?
Actually, when I was dating my current husband, I was living above my ex-husband.
Oh, my gosh. You need a reality show.
I mean, she keeps it all in the family.
Right.
You know, I guess it's better if your exes are friends, although I feel like, do they talk about you when you're not around? That's what I always want to be, what I'd be curious about.
No. As a matter of fact, on holidays, he will actually come over and have holiday dinners with us. And our two kids together, we have together.
Well,
that's nice. Right. That's
yeah.
the nuclear family there. This is like an episode of This Is Us.
Right.
It's almost bizarre. Thanks.
1-800-330-9999. How did you handle that awkward encounter with your ex? What happened when you ran into your ex? How awkward was it? How did you handle it? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you want to call, 1-800-330-9999. My husband doesn't even know I'm talking about this, but over the weekend...
Oh, he's going to know by the afternoon.
Oh, no. I'm surprised he hasn't texted me yet. I think he's probably at work already.
You're in so much trouble?
It's not that I'm in trouble. I didn't do anything.
Oh,
but
you're
problem.
Still in trouble. It's going to be hard to explain.
Well... On Saturday night, I was hosting this charity thing, and I was up on stage, and somebody came up to me. It was the last boyfriend I dated before I met my husband, Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
This never
happens. Sure it was a magical moment.
No!
He came up and said, Anna Zapp, look at you. Here you are again
here
in front of me.
Yeah.
And you're living your dream.
Well, so my husband was there, and I was like, do I turn around and introduce him to my husband? And I've never been in this situation because I met my husband when I was 20, so there's not a whole lot of exes before him.
Your parents had already decided in third grade you guys would be married.
Mm.
You would be the married to him.
Good.
It will be good.
So I was going back and forth in my head. I'm like, then I started panicking. What do I introduce him as? The guy I dated before you?
Right.
An old friend?
Hey, Paul, here's my ex.
So I just didn't do anything, and I just kept my back position to my husband the whole time, and then went on stage to do my bit, and then he forgot.
I don't know. Eyes on that guy all day. Don't let him get near us.
You can't hide when you're on stage. That I'll tell you for sure. 1-800-330-9999. What was the awkward encounter with your ex, and how did you handle it?
Oh, I've got a good one for you. I was dating my wife at the time before we got married, and I introduced her to another woman with another girl's name, a former girlfriend's name. How embarrassing was that? We went like on a double date, and when they said, what's your girlfriend's name? I introduced her as a different name.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a problem.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's a bad situation to be in.
That's unforgivable.
Right.
You're lucky you got married.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Where was that awkward place you ran into your ex?
Yeah, so one time I was driving me and my fiance to New York, and this car happened to cut me off, and when I looked, it was my ex, and they literally raced me all the way down to New York. I kept trying to leave them, and they kept cutting me off, sticking up the middle finger.
Oh,
wait,
man.
Right. When you get into a high-speed chase with your ex.
Right. This is the perfect time for me to fill up, find somewhere to get gas in the Bronx. You know? right.
I didn't know how to explain to my fiance who that person was, but they kept cutting me off, pressing the brakes, all the way to New York from Connecticut.
I mean, that what do you say? Who is this crazy girl? I'm like, I don't know who she is.
I don't know who that person is.
Her head is out the window. She's like, Steven, pull over.
Right. Your fiance, what kind of idiot tries to find a gas station near the airport? What are you doing?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was that awkward encounter you had with your ex?
So I ran into my ex on my wedding day.
Oh, my gosh.
At Jimmy Clark in Greenwich. When his sister was getting married, he was standing right there in the wedding party with his sister. But I was in my wedding dress getting married to my husband.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. So you're both at the same place taking pictures or whatever for the wedding party. Are you aware that his sister was getting married that day?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my. That guy just wanted to walk into the ocean.
Here's the good news is that you were the one in the wedding dress.
Right.
Because if it was the other way around, that is a heartbreaking moment.
Yeah, right. If you were a bridesmaid, you would have been crushed.
Yeah, he was the one that got away.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And then you probably started thinking all those crazy thoughts like, oh, is this a sign? I'm making a mistake. Did you have that? Or was that
yeah,
just.
Exactly.
Oh, this is like a movie.
Right. Oh. Well, did everything work out?
It all worked out. We're friends. I see him all the time. We're Stanford people.
All right. Well, that's good.
What does that mean? Is that code for booty call?
All good.
I don't know. They're good.
Stanford people. Does that mean that you're code
no,
for booty call?
No, because Stanford people, I get it. Like, you're just always together no matter what. You're just stuck with each other for the rest of your life because that's where we were born. I understand.
Okay, key party. I understand.
Yeah.
There's connection.
Yesterday was election day. A lot of people went to the polls. But what we really want to know, what do the kids want? What do the kids want in the schools, right? Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we found out from a bunch of our guests that they didn't want to go to school. They enjoy having the day off, and they wanted to stay as far away from the facility as possible.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us is a few of the fourth graders from St. Thomas Aquinas in Fairfield. Gabriel, I believe that you are the fourth grade class president. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, you have your friends here with you. Now, they are not technically your cabinet, but I believe that you have been working on changes that you want. Mm-hmm. So each of you has come up with something that you would like to propose. And Raven and I are going to decide if that idea is good or bad.
I feel like this is that scene in Armageddon where they're like, we'll save the world, but we got some conditions, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we'll say thumbs up or down whether or not we can make it happen. Lincoln bedroom sleepover? Not sure. But
no.
Let's hear what you got.
Gabriel, what's yours?
I would like for nut cards to come back. They just made mornings a lot less stressful. Nut cards, you would basically bring it to school and you could wear whatever you want.
Oh, to get out of the uniform thing.
Yeah.
I said it's a casual day card that you just carry for whenever you got it.
Here's what we're going to do because, you know, we are like a government. We're going to charge you a tax. If you would like to use your nut card and not wear your uniform, it's going to cost you $25.
Well, this feels really familiar.
Are you okay
Governor?
With that?
Yeah.
All right, good. Sold.
What? This is what happens when you vote all of one side in.
We need
checks and balances.
Graham, where's Graham? What is your proposed new law and or thing you'd like to pass?
I would really like if our school, we are allowed to wear necklaces or hats or
gold
bracelets,
chain.
Something like that.
Yeah, gold
accessories,
chain.
Yeah,
gold chains.
I like that. You know what they do in colleges now? They do the turnover chain in sports, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So you make a big play, you get to put on this huge, flashy, crazy chain.
Okay.
During the game. And everybody gets fired up and they get pumped. What if you could wear a big gold chain like that, Graham? That would be dope, right?
That would be fun, yeah.
See? Done. Sure.
I could go back to fourth grade tomorrow.
Yeah, wear that gold chain. You rock it, Graham.
Hey, this is America. It's our right to wear gold chains. Are you listening, school?
Mm-hmm. Where's Owen?
I would make science for younger kids under fifth grade because kids under fifth grade in our school can't do science.
What?
What?
They're saying kids under fifth grade's brains are smaller, Anna Zapp. You know how much I like science.
I don't know if that's necessarily
true. I got a problem with this.
Do they call science something different?
No, they make a science class for only fifth grade and up.
That's it. Fifth grade is where you discover science. Up until then, forget it.
I don't know. I guess.
Seems fake.
We're going to work on that, Owen. What would you like past, Declan?
I would like to bring back Rock and Jump to Catholic Schools Week.
What is that?
What's that?
It's a place that you can like bounce around and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Catholic Schools Week is fun.
It's TikTok. Tic-tac? Which is the one where you just dance?
Raven. TikTok.
It's that TikTok. For school.
But Rock and Jump. So you go and you play and you jump. And is it a fundraiser for during Catholic Schools Week and fun?
Yes.
I mean, passed.
I used to do that. Jump rope part.
You got that? I just approved it. Thumbs up.
Feel like you're going to be in big trouble when you get to church on Sunday. Me, they don't even know me. Right. I can get away with it.
Brendan, what is your, what would you like past, Brendan?
So, I would like to add to school, I know it's kind of dumb, but I would like to add to Catholic Schools Week, a bring your pet to school day.
That is not dumb at all.
That is great.
That is a sweet, sweet, kind idea.
I do like that. Also
what,
passed.
What kind of dog do you have?
I don't have any pets.
No, you don't have any pets. Oh. So you just want to pet everybody else. I'm so sad right now.
Do you want us to call your parents and ask?
We will call your parents right now and ask them if you can get a pet.
It's going to be a very awkward conversation.
It's going to be a lot of meetings after this visit.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. We'll do our best to get those passed. And if not, then you know it's not really our fault.
You're welcome.
There's this clothing line. It's called Brandy Melville. And there's actually a store in Westport. And I had never heard about this before, but apparently one of the reasons why they're infamous is because they only have one size.
Brandy Melville. Who's that? That's not one of those Real Housewives crazy people,
no,
right?
No, it's just the name of the store.
That's Brandy Glanville.
Okay, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's one size fits most, but that corresponds to size 0 or size 24, 25 waist.
Wait a minute.
Right. Start 89.9. It's Anna and Raven.
That doesn't seem like most.
Well, when I heard it, I didn't believe it. So
right.
I went to their website because I'm like, come on. There's a store that literally only sells to people that are extra small. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
How could it exist?
I went on the website. Sure enough, there's only one option. And it's like that extra small, small. There's a couple things that come in medium. But it's really targeted toward teenagers.
Okay.
Still, most teenagers aren't all extra small.
I was going to say, feels like fourth graders, really.
So I decided that I would humiliate my daughter, Hayden, and we would go take a field trip to this store so I could try on some clothing.
Exciting.
Yep, here we go. All right, Hayden, we're inside of Brandy Melville. How come all these clothes say one size?
Well, here's what I know for sure. This one size is definitely not yours.
It's hurtful. Was really hurtful.
Right, I mean, thanks.
Yeah.
Was she showing off? Were any of her friends with her, too?
No, but we walked in, and there were so many teenagers in there, and, like, I could, it was, like, all high school kids. First of all, I also want to point out, I'm the only mom trying on clothes in Brandy Melville, which should have been a hint that things were not going
to
go well.
Other moms had to be in there standing by, though, right?
Yes.
At the ready with the credit card?
Oh, yeah. They were there paying for their children's clothing, but they weren't in the dressing room like me. Right.
Kaden, I found jeans. They say right on them, mom jeans. So they have to fit me, right? They're one size.
Well, I have a feeling they're not going to fit my mom.
So wow. I don't understand.
Who's mom?
Who's in those mom jeans? Those?
Like, I feel like mom jeans are just the high-waisted jeans, right? It's a style, not a size.
Right, but if you write mom jeans on your jeans...
Moms will automatically be attracted to it.
So I was so excited.
It's a gravitational
because
pull.
I thought they were the only thing in the store that came in size medium. Yeah. I'm like, there is no way that these jeans are not going to fit me. Well, we'll find out in a second how that went.
Okay, great.
Hayden, how do my mom jeans fit?
Horrid. You can't even pull them up past your thighs.
Wow.
It's true. I couldn't even get them past my thighs. I go, what kind of mom jeans can you not put up above your thighs? I don't know. And here's the best part is that they actually released a quote about why they only do this. And it says, we can satisfy almost everybody, but not everybody, right? Because the average person is in a size 24 waist. The one size fits most clothing might turn off somebody if they don't walk into the store. But if you walk in, you'll find something, even if it's a bag. And that's true, because the pocketbooks definitely fit me there. I could put it right on my shoulder. I made a video of this experience. If you want to check it out for yourself, you can head to the Anna and Raven Facebook page.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Amber and Frank. Amber, let's start with you. What's going on?
My boyfriend's condo was robbed a month ago, and a lot of his electronics were stolen. So his friends kind of chipped in and gave him $1,000 because part of what was stolen was a laptop, and they knew that he wasn't exactly financially stable. And of course, you know, you need a laptop for work. The thing is that the police were actually able to find the laptop and give it back to him. And I think that he should give his friends back the money. He says he already bought it and it's great. But that he should also keep the cash because they won't miss it.
Wait, so Frank.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if he bought it, what are you talking about keeping the cash? I mean, he bought the laptop, right? So the cash is spent. You're suggesting that he return the laptop and then return the cash? Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, anything over 14 days, you typically cannot return a laptop, just so we're aware. So obviously time is of the essence then, if it's been a week.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like he's barely had it for a week.
Well, barely for a week or 8 days. It changes quick. You can't make it to the store there. I mean, that's a hard policy from any large store. Just
here's
so you know.
A better question. Frank, if you could return that today and get the money back, could you? Just yes or no?
Yes, I could. But, you know, they've already, like, given me the money. I've already bought the laptop. I've already loaded software onto it and photos and all of this stuff. So if I were to take it back, I'm not sure they would take it back. And plus, my friends, I mean, they have good jobs and make a lot of money. It's not like a huge deal. And I do the same thing for them.
Oh, I get it. Your friends are just the friends are more like, let us help you out. They don't really care about the money.
But he should at least offer.
You should probably talk to these people. Yeah, you should let them know the situation so they can go, no, what do I care? Keep it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like they gave me the money. They knew I was in a spot. And Frank, and we're all good friends. So I don't know what the big deal is, really.
Obviously, the laptop's not the only thing you lost, too. So
yeah, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Amber, that Frank, saying to your friends, hey, the cops give me back my laptop. Would you like your money back? Listen, it makes you at least look like a good friend to them. And if they say yes, then you're going to have to cough up that cash and return that laptop like probably yesterday. They get on it. But they may see your side too, Frank, that your friends are your friends and they wanted to help you out and they helped you out. It's probably insulting to them if you even say to them, would you like the money back? The cops found the laptop. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Unfortunately, Frank's apartment got broken into. They stole a lot of his electronics, including his laptop. His buddies knew that he was kind of financially strapped and really didn't have the money to buy a new one. Mm-hmm. So they chipped in and they gave him $1,000. That's some good friends, right?
Right. Stepped up. He went out. He got the laptop because everybody needs a computer for work. They understand that.
Yeah.
Now the cops found the laptop.
Right. And his girlfriend, Amber, says you need to tell your friends that they can you can give them money back and you can return the laptop because now you have this new one. He's like, I'm not going to do that. It was a gift. They gave me that money. I'm not going to return my new laptop now that I got my old one back.
Well, he feels like, you know what? They did it to hook him up to bail him out anyways, right? So what's the difference?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Anna and Raven.
No, I'm on the girl's side, and I think that it's wrong for him to not say anything. He should at least say, you know, I already went out and bought a laptop. I did get my other one back. You know, I'll return the money and see what they say.
Yeah,
if they find out later that he didn't say anything, I think they'd be angry.
Right. I agree. It's going to feel underhanded if that's the case. Thank you for the call.
I mean, if they're his friends and they give $1,000, why wouldn't they do something? Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Frank's apartment got broken into and they stole all of his electronics, including his laptop. His buddies knew that he was kind of financially strapped, really needed that laptop for work. So they all pitched in a couple $100, gave him $1,000 for a new laptop.
Yeah. It's a sweet deal. Good friends. Now the cops found the laptop. They were able to recover that stuff. And Amber thinks that he needs to notify all of his friends. Hey, I got that laptop back, but I bought this laptop. Do you guys want the money back?
Right. He doesn't think he needs to do that. Star 99.9. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. He says it was a gift from my friends. They were helping me out. Why do I have to go return this laptop now and offer them the money back? But his girlfriend is pretty adamant about it. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
Yes, definitely on the girl's side. I mean, the fact that this gentleman actually is wondering what the big deal is, as he said, is mind-boggling. What are the chances that his friends will get him out of a jam in the future should he have a problem if they find out that not only did he take the money, but he got the laptop back and never even had a conversation with them about it?
I know. It's
so kind of
so well, shady.
You know, I'm just going to say this. Is guys and girls, I think we're just wired a little bit differently. I give you money to help you out in a situation, and then you had a windfall come back on it. I don't care. I was there. I just wanted to help you out when you were stuck in a situation right there.
Right.
It would not bother me, but it would probably be cool to mention it so I could say, dude, are you serious? Keep it.
Right. And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm tending toward the girlfriend side this morning. I've been in a similar situation where I've loaned a good friend some money, and it's been about 6 months now. Unless it was specified as a gift, I think maybe in the friends' minds it might be a loan, and it's only right for the guy to go back and say, you know what, do you want this money back? I'm okay now. If they say no, keep it, then it's fine, but I would offer.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm actually on both their sides. I think, like, he has a good point. You know, he cannot return his laptop. I've been in electronics before. There's a high likelihood that he can't return it. And then again, if he's just honest with his friends and say, hey, this is a situation, I'm sorry. I mean, he also had a lot of other things stolen, so it's a catch-22, you know?
I just think about my friends, and if they knew that my house got broken into and they went through all this, the first people I would want to tell that the cops found my laptop is my friends. So I don't know why he would want to keep that and be shady like that to keep $1,000.
I'm not sure that it's shady. It's just like he feels like this happened after the fact that, you know, I don't need to notify everybody immediately over, you know, everybody tossed in a couple $100 or whatever. It'll come up when it comes up. I don't think he's doing it to be underhanded. I understand where she's saying you need to notify these people. On the other hand, he did say he put his photos and stuff on the computer, and I don't think you're going to take it back.
I think it takes one group text to solve this, and it'll take you 30 seconds.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amber, our audience agreed with you. Frank, saying to your friends, hey, listen, the cops found my laptop. Do you want this $1,000 back? It just makes you sound like a good friend that's being honest.
I still don't agree. I mean, you know, I've already loaded like software and photos and stuff on it, and video editing software. So I don't even know if the store will take it back at this point.
Well, but you could at least ask your friends and then go from there.
Right. I mean, that morally, that's the thing to do. That way, because you don't want them finding out after, wait a minute, hey, that's your laptop. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that got stolen. Then you got to explain it later. That's just not going to look cool.
It's also just integrity, honey. Like,
they're going to say no. And if you got one friend out of eight or one friend out of five or one friend out of four that gave you some cash that wants it, that's no big deal.
That's a good point. And that's probably will happen. They'll probably say, don't worry about it.
You know, buy your friend's pizza. And then, thanks, guys. Appreciate you bailing me out. That kind of thing in a round of beers. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Jennifer, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
Thank you.
Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can, and I'll invite them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Number 1, Matt Damon told a story about how Ben Affleck saved him from getting beat up at school. What movie did they star in together where Matt Damon played a genius janitor at MIT?
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Goodwill Hunting. I heard the cheat sheet yesterday, too.
Okay, good. Yeah. Cheat sheet always helps.
Number 2. God, it gets me so nervous when you ask.
I know. It's hard when it's on you. I know. Number 2. Oh, everyone knows about Black Friday, but what is the name of the sales that happened the following Monday online?
Oh, Cyber Monday.
Number 3. Tim McGraw changed his lifestyle after his wife threatened to leave if he didn't change his partying ways. Who is his famous wife?
Of course, the most famous woman ever. Oh my God. Why did I just like go? Okay, I don't. Can I go? Oh, I can't go back. Oh, I don't know. Oh my God, she's a singer.
Number 4, Emma Watson referred to herself as self-partnered rather than single. She will be in the new movie Little Women out on Christmas Day. Who wrote the novel Little Women?
I saw the movie. No. Reese Witherspoon, I'll just say her.
Okay, number 5, Little Mermaid Live premiered on ABC and starred Ali'i Carvalho. She also was the voice of this other Disney animated princess.
You're terrible today, oh my God.
All right, you going to pass, Jennifer?
I'm going to pass. Oh my God, it's so terrible.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
I don't know.
All
right,
I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
She's so stressed.
I mean, what's going on here? Is there a fire? Are you broken down on the side of the road?
No, it's really stressful.
When the lights are on, let's see how'd she do.
All right, Jennifer got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Jennifer. Here we go.
Number 1, Matt Damon told a story about how Ben Affleck saved him from getting beat up at school. What movie do they star in together where Matt Damon played a genius janitor at MIT?
Goodwill Hunting, of course. Hey, you like apples? How do you like them apples? I got the number.
All right, that is correct. Number 2, everyone knows about Black Friday, but what is the name of the sales that happened the following Monday online?
Cyber Monday, of course. Come on, you know I'm a big shopper.
Those guys are tied. You guys are tied at 2. Number 3, Tim McGraw changed his lifestyle after his wife threatened to leave if he didn't change his partying ways. Who is his famous wife?
Faith Hill.
You guys...
Looks great. He's lost 40 pounds.
Jennifer, he's already beat you. Let's keep going. Number 4, Emma Watson referred to herself as a self-partnered rather than single. She will be in the new movie Little Women that's out on Christmas Day. Who wrote the novel Little Women?
Oh, you knew you were going to do this to me.
You don't know.
I don't know.
It's Louisa May Scott. And
my favorite book, clearly.
Little Mermaid Live premiered on ABC and starred Ali'i Carvalho. She was also the voice of this other Disney animated princess.
I'll just guess Moana.
She was Moana.
Oh, look at me go.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Woo!
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I was reaching.
Raven beat you 4-2 this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm Jennifer. I'm from Bridgeport, and I couldn't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying today, Jennifer. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Better luck next time.
Another shot for you to get the cheat sheet coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. I don't want to act overexcited about this.
Right,
but when
you don't want to get too fired
but
up.
It was trending last night on Twitter, and I was like, I am here for this 100%. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The poof, aka the bump hairstyle, is coming back. That's the one where you gather in the front and then you kind of pin it right behind your head at the top and it makes the giant poof, and it's the one that Snooki made famous.
I felt like, again, this was before. This was every groupie that went to a Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, or
that
Rat
is a different
show back
hair.
In the...
So that is the wave.
That's the wave.
The wave is when you tease your bangs up,
yeah,
and then they make as if there was a giant wave, there would be a little tiny guy on a surfboard.
Okay, so
that's the wave. Wave.
That's why I went with 80s music. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I went to Breakfast Club.
Well, here's the thing is that the Wave, I think, was made famous by DJ Tanner, you know, from Full House. Like, she had the Wave. But that might also
be... Is that the one that's going to jail? Not the one that's going to jail.
No, that's Lori Loughlin.
Oh, sorry, Lori.
I mean, that's not...
Not my fault.
Well, right. I mean, you didn't put her in jail. That's Candace Cameron is the actress that played DJ Tanner.
Okay.
But the Poof is the one from the mid-2000s. The one that, like, remember Snooki took it
Snooki
and
took
she put it,
it
on steroids.
Level. She went next level.
Yeah, because some people would do a little bump, but she did, like, somehow sprayed it so that it would stand 7 inches off her head.
Well, they had professionals there. Don't act like it was all her, but they had professionals there with the back. So I'll get out of the 80s and go to the 90s.
All right. But it made me start thinking about what was the hair movements of all time that we loved and we didn't love. So there are certain hairstyles that you look back at and you just cringe. And I never had it, but I look at my pictures of my mom with the perm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who thought that was a good idea?
There was a thing. I don't
know why.
Who did that to people? I don't know.
Who made the perm famous?
Back in the day, somebody.
Who made
Whitney Houston?
Perm?
I don't know.
Was it Whitney Houston?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I always thought her curls were natural, so I don't know.
Who knows
who did it? The thing was is that the perm could be great 4 weeks into the perm. But when you got the perm, for 2-3 days, you just stunk, number one. Mm. Number two, it's way too tight, man. It's way too tight. You got to wait for it to relax a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, they're saying it. They're crediting it to Cher.
Okay.
Cher, good job,
Cher. I could see that. She had a lot of hair, right? But Cher never stepped out without it being perfect.
I would say, though, that when it comes to the big hair movement, you got to give that to Farrah Fawcett, though. The feathered look.
That would be a big one.
And I love that look. I still love that look. I feel like that's almost timeless in a lot of ways.
Foxy Lady. There was the Rachel, but nobody else could get it right.
No, I had the Rachel. Well, the Rachel was clearly Jennifer Aniston.
But that's what I'm saying. But was it okay on your head? Or did it just look like something that was kind of photoshopped on your head?
No, I think I could pull off the Rachel. I could not pull off
I'm going to have to see photographic proof of that.
The one thing I could never do, and I never understood when people did it, and so many people did it, and I'm sorry if this was your hairstyle, but it was so awful.
You're going to say something hurtful.
The Kate Gosselin hair, the asymmetrical long front with the pixie back.
What is that?
But so many moms got that, and I didn't understand why.
Flock of seagulls.
Right.
It was a strange thing.
Just didn't seem right.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if you're really into geometry.
I guess.
And you want to see shapes on your face, that kind of thing.
I just didn't understand why people were doing that.
That show was under. It's inexplicable what happened with that show and the movement behind it, anyways, and everything that generated around it. So, I mean, that's just one more thing that came out of that.
Oh, man. All right. We want to know from you, out of all the hairstyles of all time, what was the best one? You can head to our Facebook page and let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
The Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary 3rd Annual Gala is happening in Newtown November 16th at RCG Farm. Jennifer Hubbard is joining us this morning. Jenny lost her beautiful daughter in the Sandy Hook tragedy, and her love for animals has basically catapulted the sanctuary that you're building for animals.
Yeah, it has been an extraordinary going on 7 years in February, and the progress has been remarkable. We've saved over 300 animals. We've educated over 10,000 people. And now we're ready to start building. We just finished site work 2 weeks ago. And the stage is set. We've got level land. We've got, you know, stuff that's not so sexy and not so fun to watch going in.
Plumbing.
But exciting. The plumbing is in. We've got drainage, literally drainage and retaining walls. And it's just a remarkably beautiful place that will just catapult by having buildings. And then that's why we hold the gala, because we really need to raise money for the buildings.
The butterfly party, if not, it is by far one of my favorite events of the year, because the community of people that are involved and the way that it grows every year, the amount of animals that get adopted, but just the pure joy, the feeling of love, of neighborly caring for each other. And again, that including all these different animals, too. It's one of my favorite parties. No question about it. I look forward to it every single year. And to see these dreams come to fruition is great. So let's talk about this black tie party. which is going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. It's held at a private equestrian farm in Newtown. We basically transform an indoor riding arena that in and of itself is magnificent. We transform it into an event space and over 300 people come. We just celebrate all that is the sanctuary. Jared Miller's coming this year. There's talk he may have a leopard.
A leopard?
He's just walking around with a leopard.
Yeah.
I want to be in a gown and go see a leopard.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
So
sound incredible.
We want to be able to have the gala be a night where people can understand what we're doing at the sanctuary. And so Jared Miller, he works with his animal ambassadors. So he shares what makes them special. We have entertainment. We have a kindness award. Last year, it went to Jane Goodall. We celebrate those people that honor the human-animal bond in a really huge way. Dr. Jane Goodall was our inaugural recipient. This year, it's going to Sesame Workshop. They're going to be joining us night of. They just celebrated their 50th birthday. Catherine celebrated her 13th, and so we figured what a great way to celebrate milestones.
I think I just called my friend Bill and told him I can't make his housewarming party.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Christina, we're not going to make it to your birthday after either. This is insane.
It's a nice way to dress up, start the holiday seasons. We purposely do it this time of year because the sanctuary brings hope and it brings eager anticipation for what's to come. And we think that to start this season, which, you know, obviously marks the anniversary, just reminds people that it's okay to celebrate. It's okay to have hope and it's okay to look forward to the future. Tito's is our sponsor. They have great cocktails.
They sure do.
It's open bar.
It's everything was meant to be.
It's everything I love.
Tears are streaming down my cheeks. Yeah.
It's cocktails, it's dinner, the kindness award, obviously the fundraising component. We've got great live auctions. There's a trip to Hawaii. There's a 10-day cruise anywhere in Europe, European cruise, out of here. And then we end the night with entertainment. That piece is a surprise, but last year it was Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a great night.
Well, it's fantastic. And Jenny, if people want to get tickets, they want to attend, which they should.
I mean, obviously.
Sounds awesome. Right, where do they go?
CVHFoundation.org. Go to our website, CVHFoundation.org. It'll take you right to where you need to go to buy your tickets.
Awesome. Ready my tuxedo.
And the leopard. You're going to take a picture of the leopard.
He's bringing a whole litany of animals. A leopard's one of them. I'm not supposed to say, but I will. A penguin's coming.
What? Penguins are coming.
That's it. Cancel everything.